I'm Tundalea Allen, and you're listening to Queen of the Minivan Podcast. Listen in for inspiration, optimism, and humor for lovely days, bad days, and everything between. Spend some time with the real, not-so-squeaky-clean Christian wife, mother, and author with opinions for days. Hello, beautiful people. It's June. I hope this month is being sweet to you so far. We're almost halfway through 2021. I can hardly believe we're almost halfway through this year. So let's do everything we can to finish strong. Remember I said before that no is a big girl word or a big boy word? Saying it and hearing it? No means no, even when it's uncomfortable? Well, that's not just for you. It goes for me as well. The other day I was speaking to someone close to me about an endeavor that I was hoping would pass, something I've been wanting to do in my life for a while. And I was saying to this person how I might have a little more success with the endeavor if they helped me with a particular aspect of it. And I didn't receive a yes. And I thought I would, but person didn't say no, but there was hesitation. And then there was look on the face, and then the words that followed. So the answer was no. And sometimes no is disguised as hesitation, a discomforted look on the face, but it's still no. And it's up to us to recognize, accept, and respect it. Did I like hearing no? No. Did it make me feel good? No, it did not make me feel good, but I have to respect it. And I have no desire to force a yes. I have no desire to convince anyone why yes is the best answer. I don't want to waste my time, and I don't want to make things weird. Will I let that no come between me and this person's friendship? No, the relationship means a lot to me. It's very important to me. I value their friendship, and I value my integrity. Here's the thing. The endeavor I hope will come to pass. God will work all of that out in due time. His timing. It's not for me to rush it. And when God says yes, when he gives you a yes, a million no's won't mean a thing. If you like today's podcast and you enjoy a good read, check out my books, Honey and My Tea, Knockout Rose, or Witch Your Broke Ass. You can find them all on Amazon. Thank you for listening to Queen of the Minivan. Until next time, be sweet, be grateful, and stay optimistic.